It's Wednesday, the 24th of April, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. An accident has been reported on the C14 road from Walvis Bay to South Solitaire in Sources Flay this afternoon. We reached out to the head of community policing in the Irongo region, Warrant Officer Eleni Shapumba, for an update.
We received a report. We have dispatched a team of members, including our investigating officers and traffic officers, as well as other emergency response officials to the scene. We are informed there is fatality. We are still waiting on our members to give feedback as to really what transpired there. We request the public to exercise patience while we inform them as soon as the information becomes available.
Sheriff with the Namibian Marshall Rangers, Sean Odia, meanwhile says more than 20 people have been transported to the Walvis Bay Hospital.
We have two buses involved and then one smaller and then two vehicles also. But the main is the one bus that ended up on its side. I cannot give a confirmed report, but so far we have one patient that succumbed to injuries and then over 20 patients that are being transported and treated on scene and being taken to Walvis Bay.
To South Africa now, where the University of Pretoria's Institute for Sustainable Malaria Control has been awarded a grant worth 31.3 million rand by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The university's Taneshka Kruger says although African countries have made significant strides in combating malaria, the continent continues to disproportionately bear the burden of the disease.
By leveraging this funding, the Institute will strengthen leadership and management skills of national malaria control programs. The eight Southern African countries benefiting from the course so far are the Elimination 8 or E8 initiative countries, namely Angola, Botswana, Eswatini, Mozambique, Namibia, South Africa, Zambia, and Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe's new currency has wiped out more than 330% gain on the stock market this year, leaving investors dealing with the fallout. News 24 reports that the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange All-Share Index fell 99.95% since the introduction of ZIG, short for Zimbabwe Gold, on April 15. Britain's Defence Secretary has said that NATO countries should increase defence spending to match the UK's new commitment.
On Tuesday, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak committed to spending £87 billion on defence, equal to 2.5% of GDP, by the year 2030. Sunak made the announcement during a visit to Poland, which saw him hold talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk and the NATO Secretary General. He stressed that although the UK was not on the brink of war, the increased spending would put Britain's defence industry on a war footing, needed due to the threats posed by what he called an axis of authoritarian states. On Wednesday, Sunak visited Germany, meeting with Chancellor Scholz to discuss greater defence cooperation between the two countries. Simon Gaitan, London.
And finally, have you ever wondered where you can get the best biltong in Namibia? Best of Nam is coming soon. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.